battle that could go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. By law, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee has the authority to request the tax returns of anyone.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. And another lawsuit filed in the Jussie Smollett case, the two brothers who said they helped the actor stage a racist and homophobic attack against himself, are suing Smollett's attorneys for defamation, the Empire actor maintaining he was telling the truth. This is Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes another great day today. A good bit of sunshine, warmer, high temperature up to about 84. Tonight, increasing clouds, but milder. The overnight low temperature drops to about 58. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Still dry, partly to mostly sunny. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday night into Friday. Nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count still in the medium to high range today through Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police are looking for a missing senior. 81-year-old Robert Robinson was last seen leaving his home around 6 o'clock Monday night. Authorities say Robinson has severe dementia and diabetes. If you have any information, call Prattville police. A 19-year-old has been arrested in connection to a shooting near a Montgomery Walmart. The shooting happened in the 6400 block of Atlanta Highway on Friday. The victim was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. And the National Weather Service confirms 53 tornadoes so far this year in Alabama. That compares to the yearly average of 47 tornadoes. The state recorded 28 tornadoes in March, which was the highest total for that month since 1950. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, River Region, with WOW's super fast internet bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month.
So I can catch up on last season before next season comes out? Wow. Watch my favorite sports and catch up with my friends? Wow. And when there's a break in action, I can stream my favorite songs on repeat? Wow.
Get choice, get value, and stay connected. Now that's WOW. Call 1-866-WOWWAY2 or visit WOWWAY.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change, restrictions apply.
Hey, folks, this is Millbrook Police Chief P.K. Johnson asking you to join in with Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. through 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take-Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Millbrook location, have a hot dog, bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. We'll see you there.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
guys. Welcome back in. 11-ish. 6 after 11.
You need the fuse. I stand in the fuse. You were the best for me. But you turned
me. I got,
you changed the bomb on me, baby.
I got breaking news. I know somebody's speculating about whether or not they're going to run for the United States Senate. Somebody I will wholeheartedly support.
Tommy Tuberville.
Because Bradley Byrne is a terrible candidate. And, look, I had a few criteria, a few requirements. The number one requirement was I wanted somebody under 45. If I couldn't find someone under 45, I'd look for someone under 50. This person certainly fulfills that requirement. And the reason is, I wanted somebody who could... It takes 13 or 14 years just to get heard up in the United States.
Yeah, before they even, like, know your name. Before the other senators.
They don't even give you a badge. You know, you got to change clothes in the car until your third term. So, I wanted somebody who could serve, you know, the state admirably for 30 or 40 years or more, because that's what it takes to accumulate real power. Trust me, Alabama is experiencing that as we speak. Richard Shelby is dropping off multi-billion-dollar checks on a daily basis in the state.
There's a truck that runs daily. With just piles of cash.
He just fills it up with cash and then dumps it in the streets of Birmingham and then dumps one in the streets of Montgomery and then dumps one in the Mobile Bay. It's really incredible what he's doing up there. I wanted somebody like that because my children and grandchildren in all likelihood will have either, if not live here, have some connection to Alabama. And I want Alabama to be great again. Or great. The second requirement was, not just young, but I wanted somebody mostly conservative that I agreed with on almost every issue. Someone that's demonstrated some backbone. And I have an important announcement to make. This person has not said he is running. But he has said he is going to form an exploratory committee and start talking to people.
Which means he's running.
Which means in all likelihood he's running. It is a guy who beat a countywide elected official like a drum in a race up there, showing he can win a race he was not favored in but won 3-1. Will Dismukes from up in Autauga County, Alabama. Autauga, Elmore County.
Wow.
You should have seen 84's face light up.
I know,
he is
right?
So excited.
Dude, that would be
Will Dismukes
perfect.
Gets it. If Will Dismukes was in the United States Senate representing the state of Alabama for the next 40 years, the state would be in marvelous shape. Marvelous shape. Now, he'll have to raise some money. That's the biggest obstacle. He knows that. He'll have to raise hundreds of thousands
pallets.
Of dollars. Pallets of cash. I mean, it'll look like a plane landing in Tehran under the Obama administration.
Yeah, if he only knew Barack.
Yeah, if he could get some of that euro conversion money, you know, if he could only get his hands on 20% of all the euros in circulation. Look, I think the kid is serious. I think he's could do a great job. I tell people he's as conservative as Roy Moore without the crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And if Roy Moore's thinking of getting into this race, somebody's going to have to be there to pull votes away from him on that side.
So you're saying Will does not ride a horse to the polls?
He's not into horses. Not a big horse
not,
guy.
Not a horse guy.
He might like horses, but he's not into horses.
Right.
Okay.
He doesn't love horses.
Doesn't have a sassy.
No. And he takes his...
Doesn't brandish his weapon.
He takes his truck to the polls. Takes his truck to the polls. Will's a good guy. Will's a very, very good guy. And I could not be more excited about the possibility of him being in the United States Senate. I'm telling you, if he decides to do it, if he decides to do it.
That's a good idea.
Look, he's a dynamite good-looking, movie star good looks. His wife is gorgeous.
Great story to tell.
Great story. He almost died. He was on a track to go to the major leagues. The Brewers were drafting him to make him a major league pitcher.
Yeah.
And I played baseball at a very, very high level and had a stroke and almost died. Lost function, lost a lot of athletic ability. Then came back from that, Dave. The Brewers said if he passed the physical, they'd still have him. And he wasn't able to get there. And most people would have folded their tent and gone home.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone on to be a Baptist preacher, founded his own flooring company. Will Dismukes is a hero in my books. He's a great, great human being.
Good-looking young
man. Very, very charismatic, too.
Yes, yes. And he gets it. And he's truly conservative. He truly is. He truly believes all that stuff. He's not just saying that stuff to get elected. And he actually truly believes it. A guy like Bradley Byrne ought to be shaking in his boots this morning at news that Will Dismukes may get in that race. Because Will Dismukes, if it's heads up between Will Dismukes and Bradley Byrne, he'll destroy Bradley Byrne. He'll destroy Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne is going to run almost exclusively on Chamber of Commerce money from Washington, D.C.
And I like peach ice cream.
I'll be honest. That's the gayest picture I've ever seen.
I knew I'd get it out of you.
Have you seen the picture?
At some point, yeah.
Have you seen the picture of Bradley Byrne on Facebook?
Who sent me the picture?
I sent you the picture. Have you seen it, Carol? I'm going to send it to you. It's the single gayest picture I've ever seen taken. I'm not saying Bradley Byrne's gay. I'm saying he stands and holds his ice cream like he is.
It's more like one of those things where somebody goes, you know what we need? We need content. You know, like, we need a Facebook post. We're in Clanton. Quick, give me some peach ice cream.
Stand there.
Without thinking of, like, what is this driving?
If I'm Bradley Byrne, I stop today and seriously reconsider running for the Senate. I go back to my House seat.
He's not going to do that.
Well, he could. He should, frankly. Take a shot in 2 years.
Yes.
Because Tommy Tuberville's thinking of getting in.
No, Tommy Tuberville is in.
Oh, he's announced.
Well, he says that.
Well, I mean, he's...
A lot of people...
Well, I guess that's right.
Bradley Byrne's announced, too, but he needs to get the hell out. I wish I could find this picture. It was on my phone.
Tubbs was on...
it's on my Facebook page.
He was on Fox.
Yeah, I mean...
Yesterday?
Now, look, I mean,
isn't that right?
He'll generate some media. He's...
I don't dislike Tommy Tuberville, but if...
He's too old. He ain't got a bad neck.
What's that? I have a bad neck. What's that have to do with anything?
What's wrong with a man neck?
You don't want your senator up there talking at the mic like this. Mommy got a wooden kickstand on her neck.
Our number two.
Who got that reference?
I got
nobody.
It.
Oh, did you get it, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Mama walk around like this.
Randall.
Eddie Murphy. Raw.
I hadn't seen Eddie Murphy Raw since I was like 7.
You don't need to give
Did
away
it come out in like 85?
You don't need to give away all the secrets, Clay. Just hold it for yourself.
Hey, hold on, Randall. Eddie Murphy Raw was the... was that the one he did with the police in San Francisco? Pull over.
I don't think that was it.
It may have been the one after Raw.
I know what you're talking about, though. But I don't think that
what
was in Raw.
What is this? Randall left.
Oh.
That's too bad.
He didn't like the topic.
What is the topic? Will Dismukes. Will Dismukes. I wanted Will Ainsworth to run. He was at the Easter egg roll.
Many people encouraged him to.
Hell, everyone I know was at the Easter egg roll.
Yeah,
I kind of wondered about Martha Roby.
She's not going to run.
She's not.
She may not even run for her own seat. Oh, did I let that cat out of the bag?
She may not even have a seat to run for.
Well, she would this time. It would be next time.
It would be the next.
Well, it would be two more times. She would in 20. Oh, yeah, she would in 20. She might not in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard she's looking at hanging up her spurs.
Yeah.
Go out on top. She's taking people running against her.
She would.
Why can't I find my photo? Oh, there they are.
She would be a good senator, though. I mean, she's an insider. She would be like a Shelby-type senator.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you need one of those.
As much as I don't like Martha Roby's policies in general, she's young enough. God, she could be there forever. Because women, they dang sure live forever.
you say that like it's a bad thing.
They'll never die. They just live.
Women live forever, man.
Jeez, Clay.
Can never get rid of them.
Carolyn.
But that's...
Yes. Yeah, you should see Carolyn recoil in horror when I showed her the Bradley Byrne picture holding ice cream. Without a doubt, everything's wrong in that.
Everything.
Everything's wrong, including the word Mo above his head.
Yeah, don't put...
Awful.
Someone you're going to be running against, their name, in your picture.
He's not running now. Mo isn't. And neither is...
You don't think he's not going to run at all?
That's what I
saw.
I
said he may run for his House seat again.
Oh, okay.
No, he's definitely going to run for his House seat if he doesn't run for Senate. But. I don't know.
Running against Bradley. But you know what? I mean, at this point, somebody's got to get in.
Or... Listen. Mo can't afford not to run for his House.
Well, I know that.
Because he has no qualities or skills or way to make a living if he's not making $180,000 as a congressman.
Award-winning radio.
Yeah, he won me an award. That is true. I forgot about that. I ought to give him the award. I ought to mail them a copy. We ought to get a copy made mailed
to them. You really should.
We'll be back. 17 after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84, discussing, not discussing, solving the world's debt problems. We'll be back.
Your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at WindCreekCasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Dogs are man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Subaru, your 2019 Subaru Dealer of the Year for Alabama. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Once we were lovers, but somehow things have changed. Now we're just lonely people trying to forget each other's names. Now we're just lonely people trying to forget each other's names.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 20 minutes after 11 o'clock.
What came between us? Maybe
Jim Croce may be the greatest singer-songwriter of all time. Period, end of story. I picked a random Jim Croce song for my good friend Dave over here, who just bought his first Croce album recently.
I did, because I was in the record store, and they had our greatest hits, and Baron talks about them so much.
And, have you given it a spin yet?
I have, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
But I haven't, like, sat with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you need three cocktails lined up so you don't have to get up.
Right, and just kind of let it roll.
Let it go. Is this the album, his greatest hits, or is it a different album?
I don't know if it's this exact one, but it is a greatest hits album.
Yeah, I just grabbed one of the middle cuts off of it to see if you, yeah. Oh, no, it's a sad song. Yeah, it's a terrible song.
Does he sing Time in a Bottle?
Yeah, it seems Time in a Bottle. Rapid Roy, the Stock Car Boy. Jim, Bad Leroy Brown. Don't Mess Around with Jim. Lover's Cross. Thursday, Age. He's my favorite, without a doubt. He is
Leroy Brown.
Which is just such a left field thing for me that I'm intrigued by it enough to be like, you know what? All right, I guess this guy has to have some kind of merit, so let me check it out.
No, you know the old thing, if you're trapped on one island for the rest of your life, you can only listen to one artist, who? Jim Croce.
Rolling Stones. Not even close.
Not even close. But see, Croce has some country, he's got some sad songs, he's got rock and roll, some love songs. Millie Vanilli. I thought you were going with Curtis Blow.
No, Black Crows.
Yeah,
I can listen to the Black Crows CD from start to finish, nonstop, every day,
Better than Counting Crows. You don't like either of the Crows, do you?
I like them both.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Thought we were gonna.
Yeah, I mean, the Black Crows. I mean, what I would say about a desert island, like, why wouldn't you just take the Faces box set? But you know.
You've lost us.
They're the same group. Basically, the Black Crows were just trying to be the Faces of the Rolling Stones. Now, that's fine. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but I would just rather...
I can hear that.
You're talking about like Aerosmith being Rolling Stones?
Well, they wanted to be.
Yeah. But they exceeded them.
They were not even on the same planet.
Dude. Bluesy rock and roll, big mouth singer, crazy haired guitarist.
Right.
Walk This Way with Run DMC. How do you beat that?
I'll tell you how you beat it. You get on the phone at 826-WASH, and you call Spencer Mann, and you talk to him about getting your house cleaned up. Because if you're listening to Run DMC and Aerosmith on an album at volume, chances are your house is dirty. I know mine was. I know mine doesn't have to be that way. 826-WASH, 826-WASH. On May 3rd, Spencer and his team will be in Pike Road, Alabama, to wash one of the most beautiful historic houses that we take care of in Pike Road.
You got to wash that thing. Now, you're in Pike Road. You wash houses.
My grandma said
wash.
My grandma said wash.
She probably said Rorich, too, in Corich.
No. She wasn't a redneck. She just said wash. Washington. But what you got to do is call him. 826-WASH. Tell him the address. He'll get you a quote. I mean, really within minutes. It's really, really fast with satellite technology and everything. They can get you squared away. 826-WASH. Check them out online, auburnhousewash.com. Go to Facebook. Go look at the before and after pictures, the time-lapse footage. Everything is fantastic. 826-WASH, Auburn House Wash. I'm going to post some before and after pictures of the historic Mark's house there in Pike Road, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. It is gorgeous. We're going to have a Cinco de Mayo party out in Pike Road. Everyone's invited. You can bring your family, eat some tacos. I'll get you some invitations. But you'll see how beautiful the historic Mark's house is afterwards. It's the day our pool opens. I might be wrong. I think actually someone that's on the board is probably freaking out right now. It may be a different day altogether. Maybe like Memorial Day. So don't get carried away. But anyway, it's soon. And I'm going to invite everybody, and we're going to have a big time up there. You're going to love it. Pike Road Community Club is hopping. That's where it's at. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Baron, how are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Well, Baron, I want to talk to you a little bit about this Senate race against Doug Jones and some of the Republican candidates. I saw a Yellowhammer report this morning talking about Representative Will Dismukes possibly getting in the race.
Really? We had not talked about this. Go on. Tell us more about this. I'm intrigued.
Breaking
news. You're breaking news on this program.
I didn't break it. Yellowhammer broke.
Okay.
But I just wanted to get y'all's take on a young legislator, freshman legislator, and what he, if he could be a good asset for the state, because, Lord, he could be there for 50 years.
I got a question. Do you know Donald Trump? Do you know who Donald Trump is?
I do.
Okay. Donald Trump has access to a time machine. His uncle John Trump built it with plans from Nikola Tesla that were recovered by the FBI. You ought to go meet the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, get in his time machine, and go back to 1107 and listen to the first segment of this program.
Of this hour.
What I missed.
Our entire discussion of Will Dismukes and what a great asset he would be to this state. So we have a podcast that will come out at 12 o'clock. Tune in and listen. You'll hear our thoughts.
Will do. Thanks,
guys. I'm often baffled when I go to the phones. I wonder sometimes, do people even listen to this program, or do they just, like, drive-by call it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, apparently Rob ain't everybody.
I'm just mystified.
Or did they, like, think they were listening to another show?
I don't know.
How could you mistake us for anything else on the radio?
Now, listen, you must remember... The lady who called last Friday
yeah.
wanting to know if this was 93.1 in
Ohio.
It's true. With lawyer talk.
You weren't here because you bailed on us Friday. So 84 had to shag calls.
And actually wanted to know if we knew the phone number to 93.1 in Ohio.
When she figured out it wasn't us, she was like, well, do you know the number?
You know what? I should have made a number up.
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
Should have given her like my aunt's number. She's close to Ohio. She's kind of a Yankee accent. Area code 317.
Just always give them 867-5309. Just like make them an area code. Yes, it's 714.
867-5309.
I've told you this before, but do you know what's unique about groundbreaking and a nouveau about Alabama's area code 334?
It was the first to not have a smaller number in the middle.
Zero or one in the middle, yeah. Area code 334.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's true.
Gosh, the things you learn on this
show. The
whole
state was 205 for a long time.
It changed, I think, while my sister was in college, because she started out 205, and by the time I got there, it was 334. I still remember that phone number. 334-821-5001. I wonder who has it today. What'd I call it?
821-FISH. My best friend, that was his phone number at Auburn.
I don't know Fish.
821-FISH. That's his phone number spelled out F-I-S-H. 821-FISH. What's his phone? That wasn't his nickname.
So that'd have been
That was P-Style was
347.
I don't know. I just remembered Fish.
6-3-4-7-6. Fast Eddie.
Yeah, before you chastise that guy about not hearing you earlier, remember most of your listening audience are conservatives with jobs.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You lie. You tell lies.
For our concentration, we don't have the radio on in the background to listen to Barron, but we do listen to you when we get a chance.
Oh, okay. Well, let me say this. I think Will Dismukes is one of the finest public servants Alabama has to offer. He's a sharp young kid. He's got movie star dashing good looks. He's a business owner. He's a Baptist preacher. He is not annoying about it, like Roy Moore is. I mean, he's just a decent, good guy, and he showed some real backbone on that gas tax vote. When everybody in the state wanted to raise taxes, and they went around saying, you either raise taxes or we're going to punish you, Will Dismukes said, then punish me. That's fine. My constituents didn't send me here to raise their taxes. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Bradley Byrne wouldn't have done that, I promise.
Anyway, just remember, if we don't hear something, it's probably because we didn't have the radio on.
Yeah, sorry about
that. Had to do some work.
All right. I feel fully chastised, Fast Eddie. I get it.
I'm going to somehow posit that the two stories were not unrelated. As in, like, we talk about it, and then dude randomly calls in and says it was on Yellowhammer. I'm going to say maybe he heard it and called in.
Yeah, probably.
Or he, like, thought about it, called in, and then turned us off to get on the radio.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, well, as far as chastising goes, this is a political show, and I'd like to hear more about the mayor's race, but you don't want to talk about it unless they pay you.
No, I'll talk about it. I don't want you to call in shilling for your candidate unless you pay me.
Not a whole lot to talk about right now.
It's a boring race.
Oh, did you hear Artur on Dan's show yesterday?
No, I try not to hear Artur Davis if I can avoid it.
Very unimpressive.
Did they talk about Ashley Madison by chance?
Not. Ashley didn't come up yesterday.
Oh, sorry. All right. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I'm not avoiding the mayor's race. It's just a boring race.
Well, I mean, of course it is right now.
It's just February before an August race.
Yeah, you'll have some fireworks over the summer coinciding with fireworks on 4th of July or something, you know?
I know Elton Dean has never seen something he didn't want to tax or control. I know.
Or buy and resell. Excuse me.
I know David Woods is weird. Nice, but weird.
Got a mullet, man.
I can't vote for a guy with a mullet. I know J.C. Love the Third sounds an awful lot like Jesus Christ. J.C. is the initial.
Three sticks.
Love, God is love, and three sticks, the Trinity. I mean, J.C. Love's name is perfect. If you want to be mayor, you know, and savior, it's a great name. I know, who else is running? Stephen Reed is Joe Reed Jr. Okay. I don't want to vote for Joe Reed Jr. or Joe Reed Jr.
Yeah.
So he's out.
You got that general dude.
Come on. He didn't even live in Montgomery. He lives in Pike Road. I know where he lives. If Eddie Kroll can run, can I run?
Yes.
Because I'd be a better mayor than Eddie Kroll anyway. I want to run for mayor, and then I want to run for 75 and 25 at the same time. House 75 and Senate 75 at the exact same time. And then I'm setting up my Senate 2022 bid to replace Richard Shelby. I'm just telling you. But if Eddie Kroll can run for Montgomery mayor, so can I. I mean, I can rent an apartment in town, and that's all it takes, or whatever it is. You guys look at me funny, but who else?
I'm not looking
race?
At you funny.
Out of that group, I got to go with my man J.C. Love III, just based on name alone. And I've actually met him, and he's a decent guy. But who else is running? Is anyone else running?
There's family?
Michael Fritz was running for about 30 minutes, and then he decided he wanted to run for Dimitri's seat.
That's right. That's the one that jumped out.
Yeah.
And there's somebody else too.
Probably a loser.
Yeah, I mean there's.
There's
eight or nine folks.
It's JC and the losers right now, as far as I'm concerned. I'm
sure John DeVoe will run.
I don't know.
You think he's hung up his political career?
I doubt it. Our number, 272-9228. We're going to take those phone calls when we get back from the break. 272-9228. Cole Plumbing, ladies and gentlemen, 279-8919 if you want to get in. 279-8919. Get in with Cole Plumbing. Have them come to your house and give you a quote on your plumbing services. Have I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, that Cole Plumbing does
tankless water heaters?
Woo! Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Tankless water heaters. Tankless water heaters. What that means is you don't have to heat water and let it sit there all day, all night. When you're on vacation, keep your water at 160 degrees, boiling hot up there. You don't have to run the risk of the tank rupturing and raining down hell all over your living room or bedroom. You don't have to worry about it rusting out and sending minerals and metals and stuff into your rusty water supply. That happened at my house in Wind Lakes, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wind Lakes got terrible water.
In the midst of a bath one time, it starts, like, brown stuff starts coming out on me.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped out of there, called the plumber. He came by and looked at it. Should have called Cole Plumbing. I'd have had a tankless water heater.
Yep.
Call Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. 279-8919. Tankless water heaters. Cole Plumbing, for all your plumbing needs. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out online, coleplumbing.com. My favorite Eric Clapton song. How did that get on?
Because you run the board.
We'll be back.
Cause a commotion when you come to town. Give them a smile and they melt. Having lovers and friends is all good and fine. But I don't like yours and you don't.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and
5033.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
On a Jekyll freight train, down at the station line. I don't care where it goes.
Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the Impact on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, April 25th, from News Talk 93.1. The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes another great day today. A good bit of sunshine, warmer, high temperature up to about 84. Tonight, increasing clouds, but milder. The overnight low temperature drops to about 58. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Still dry, partly to mostly sunny. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday night into Friday. Nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count still in the medium to high range today through Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Second best. I prefer Rosanna.
Or Hold the Line.
And from there,
boy, it goes downhill
fast. That's their greatest hits album.
Three songs on repeat. Africa is number 1, 4, and 7.
Yeah, they sit there and listen to them in their gold-plated house. And then when they want to go somewhere, they get in their gold-plated rocket car from their from those three songs. And we're like, they only have three songs. Losers. They're trillionaires.
People with one song are trillionaires. People with three are multi-trillionaires.
Especially if a song like this, especially if you have the, if you got the publishing rights.
It is still playing.
Look at Billy Ray Cyrus.
It's been covered 1,000 times.
He had Achy Breaky Heart in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't need no stress. He's been through all that.
Now, I caught that one. I caught that one.
Did you?
I caught
that
one.
He's like the Marlboro man, so he can't come back.
All right. My man Tom Latham at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Get him on the horn. 284-9292, 284-9292. Tom Latham is absolute gold. Talk about a gold-plated house, gold-plated car. You don't need a gold-plated house when you have Tom Latham do your concrete work.
You have a concrete-plated house.
You have decorative stamped concrete. You have beautiful polished concrete, stamped, dyed concrete. You know, if you're building a new restaurant, and you get him to polish and stain some concrete right in the middle of the restaurant for the floor. Durable, good-looking, lasts forever. Man, I tell you what, it's harder to come across a man who knows more about concrete than Tom Latham. I don't know why you try. And I saw on Facebook, his daughter, AK, it's her birthday today.
Oh, is it? So, well, happy birthday.
Perfect day to call Tom Latham. Perfect day to call him. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. Get him on the horn, tell him you got concrete emergency and you need to talk to him right away. He'll call you back, or he'll answer the phone, one or the other, and he'll get you a dynamite quote, and it's fantastic work. He can do patios, walkways, driveways, parking lots, foundations, piers, curbing, just about anything you could ever need. Yeah. Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies.
Nice guy. Lives right down the street from me.
No,
did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
He lives what we call right around the corner.
He's Pentlallian?
No, he's in LeGrand.
Oh, he goes. He's east of you.
He is in the PJ, though.
Oh, he's east of you.
Yeah, Tom, if you do any brickwork down there at the house, you got to be inspected.
That's true. That is absolutely true. We'll head to the phones, 272-9228, the Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline. You can check them out, bathinnovations.com. Trisha?
I used to do business with them. They do great work.
They do fantastic work.
They do.
They will come paint your bathtub if you want them to.
I don't want them to paint my bathtub.
But if you have like a rental house and you don't want to put in one of those fancy shower things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't recommend painting your bathtub because your tenants will destroy it.
Yeah. What you need to do is get, if you want to do that, get Bath Innovations to come down. They'll strip your bathtub down and then glaze
it. Yeah, they do a good job of it.
Yeah, Bath Innovations.
They really do. It'll make it look like brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Eddie Kroll lives in Pike Road. So is he still running?
I don't know how. The man clearly lives in Pike Road. Like, if you look up Eddie Kroll, Pike Road, Alabama, you can find his address. I'm not telling people to go harass the guy. Don't. But,
just
I mean,
saying.
You can find him. You can see where he lives. You can drive by and see him there.
He actually has the PR address as well?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. He does. He does, for sure.
I mean,
I was thinking about it the first time you said it. And I was he doesn't. And then I was like, yes.
Here, I just searched Eddie Kroll. I hit the number one thing, and it says, Eddie Kroll, Pike Road, Alabama, 70.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Eddie Kroll is 70 years old and was born on whatever date. Eddie's reputation score is 3.75. Eddie's current city of Pike Road, Alabama. Prior to that, he lived in Huntsville and Montgomery. I mean,
did you say his reputation score?
Yeah, this is my life. This is a kind of a creepy website.
3.75?
Is that out of four, I hope?
What is that out of?
That's out of five.
Oh, out
there's
of five.
There's been one review, but you got to pay for it to read it.
Yeah, that's just...
They try to get you to pay to bump it up, is what they try to do.
Yeah, that,
Hey,
completely ignore that part.
Avo does the same thing.
That's terrible.
Please don't look me up on that.
Now I think I need to look me up.
Ooh, but it says he has an alert for court records. That's kind of scary.
No.
Well, anyway.
All right, well, I was going to say something else about Eddie Kroll, but if they're wanting him to run because of the color of his skin, no one would ever know that by his name.
What, I mean, you want him to change his name?
No, I'm just saying that if you didn't know
I'm not going to do it.
By his name, you wouldn't know that.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So,
but I
now,
think
Archer
that
Davis, you may wonder, you know, that... Anyway.
I don't think they forgot the H.
Forgot what H?
I don't think they forgot the H in Artur.
Oh, no?
No, but you know who would be a great recurring radio character? His cousin, Arthur Davis. Arthur Davis would be a dynamite recurring.
He has a cousin named Arthur, for real?
Does he not?
I don't know.
Okay, well.
I'm asking you. You're the Grand Musty.
Well, you're right, but, you know, I don't know.
Trisha, he's got a twin brother named Arthur. They named him Arthur and Arthur.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I heard that he's probably going to call the radio station at some point.
Oh, is he really? I heard the governor on there the other day.
Did you?
Was very good. Mm-hmm.
The governor of the great state of Alabama.
She
calls here sometimes.
Yeah, I love it.
Does it when she does her KBC store tour.
She'll call. All right. Well, I miss y'all.
Yeah,
have
likewise.
A good day.
We'll see you.
All right. Bye, Trish.
Master Thespian.
Greetings
and salutations. Toto. Take me to your leader. What?
Speaking of Toto, did you know that the famous Bluebeak composer John Williams, his son is a member of Toto? Well, I think his name is like Tom Williams or something.
John Williams Jr.?
Something like that. I don't know. But they got a pedigree. All right, two quickies. One about Jim Croce and one about the Beatles. I agree with you. Jim Croce is probably the most underrated singer-songwriter ever. It's a shame that he died in a plane crash when he was on his ticket to stardom.
I think he had the number one and two song in the country when he died.
Yes, Time in a Bottle was one of them, and I think Operator was the other.
And then immediately after that, after he died, they released I've Got a Name.
Yeah.
And that went to number one. I mean, the guy had like three consecutive number one hits.
Well, I think didn't he win a Grammy posthumously for Photographs and Memory? Something like that.
If he didn't, he should have. We'll clarify that.
Yeah, but Alabama Rain. You should find Alabama Rain and throw that in there. It's a great love song.
I play that on the guitar all the time.
Yeah.
That and Walking Back to Georgia are two of my favorite songs.
I play
Walking Back to Georgia probably two or three days a week on the guitar.
Yeah.
It's just such a fun song to play.
While you're walking around Eastbrook Flea Market.
No, I do it at home.
Strumming your guitar.
I do it at home.
Yeah.
Some things you don't do in public play.
Yeah, everybody needs to check out Jim Croce.
Don't play with your guitar in public. It's unbecoming.
That's what Mama always said.
Well, my measles story involves vaccination. That's fun. I was 6 years old, and they gave me the measles vaccination, and I got the measles. Now, we're not sure if it was the vaccination or the fact that I had tonsillitis, and they didn't know. But I was a sick little puppy.
Hey, let me tell you something. They can actually test to see if your measles is a wild strain of the measles or the strain that's in the vaccine. And when they do, they don't often do it. They just blame unvaccinated kids. But when they do, it's usually the wild. It's usually the vaccination strain because you actually shed that around while you, after you get vaccinated. It's
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it was a long, long time ago, and you know, I had the measles. Ain't fun. So
well, life goes on.
All right, y'all have fun. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you later.
Certainly.
Bye, Sam.
I mean, you get the flu, and it's not fun, but...
You get over it.
You get over it, and life goes on.
I got the chicken pox.
Unless you poison your kids with Tylenol, they're not going to die from the flu. You know, let them suffer. Let them get hot for a few days. Life goes on.
Make you stronger.
Randall.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, y'all. Yeah, vitamin D.
Can I say one thing? You waited until 11:48 to make your first call today.
Your restraint has been noticed, sir.
No, actually, it's his second call because he hung up on you last time.
That's true. He did hang up last time.
I didn't hang up. I was down in the valley, but it's my third call. I didn't call talk to her to ask about Jack, bro. Well, she's so slick with it. Y'all can't even notice her in the background, man.
Carol's slick. That's true.
She's slick. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I ain't been sick all year. You know why? And I quit knocking on wood and everything. That vitamin D, man.
You quit beating on wood?
Quit beating on and taking vitamin D.
Let me tell y'all. That vitamin D is the truth.
I'm getting sick if that's the key.
Randall, this is the time of year when you can cut back on the vitamin D because now you're able to get it from the sunshine if you're out in midday.
Jack don't want to hear
but
that.
But you can keep taking it. You can keep taking it. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, I have. But it's like 10,000 BTUs. Is that too much right now?
BTUs? 10,000 BTUs is hot, brother. 10,000 IUs, international units. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. BTUs, air conditioning.
Yeah.
Heating.
I might need some of that since you whispering in my ear 84. But what would be the perfect situation? Let's say that...
I'm not sure this conversation's legal in Uganda.
I'm leaving.
Even Carol imagined that.
What would be the
line of the week.
Yes, that was a good
play one. Replays the rest of the week.
All right, women, I understand the vitamin D now. Love y'all. We'll see y'all.
Shit.
Got to eat your poo-poo.
I'm playing another Croce song because it was referenced by Master Thespian. Alabama Rain.
Lazy days in mid-July. Country Sunday mornings. Dusty haze on summer highways. Sweet magnolia calling. But now and then I find myself thinking of the days that we were walking in the Alabama rain. Driving movies Friday nights.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Top of the stop at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Doc.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. but we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. It rain or shine. It's rained the last two times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
When you buy a certified pre-owned Subaru, that smart investment feeling never goes away. That's because every vehicle comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, 152-point inspection, and a Carfax vehicle history report. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months on a certified pre-owned vehicle at Montgomery Subaru. Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date. Special finance rates available on all Subaru certified pre-owned used vehicles 2019 to 2014 model years. No down payment required with approved credit.
Montgomery Subaru.
You should come downtown to celebrate the building of Riverwalk Stadium on Field of Dreams Night, April 25th. The first 1,000 fans, 15 and over, will receive a free t-shirt presented by Subway featuring the Riverwalk Stadium skyline. Each Thursday night game features a free t-shirt along with Thirsty Thursday drink specials. Gates open at 5:30 and shirts will not last long. For more information and to see all 11 shirt designs, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com. Bake 'em!
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Guys, 7 minutes till the top of the hour. Got 7 minutes now till the Dan Morris Show kicks off. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. 84 has dropped by and lent his wisdom and years of experience to the program. Heirloom Jewelers, you talk about wisdom and years of experience. This is a jewelry store been open since 1977. First opened in 1977 there on here in the city of Montgomery. It's right now on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from the old Bruno's, the old Sonic right there, where Do Re Mi Karaoke is, other side of Vaughn Road, just on the east side of that Regions Bank right there. You go by there. He's open today till 5 o'clock. He'll be open Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, and then 9 to noon on Saturday. 9 to noon on Saturday. 9 to noon is great hours, by the way.
The greatest hours of all time.
Greatest hours of all time.
And you can go on Saturday, and you won't have to miss
News and views.
Yeah.
9 and noon, great hours. Heirloom Jewelers, though, get by there. Take some jewelry with you when you go. You'll be stunned. You'll be shocked. You'll be astonished. You'll be gobsmacked at how much money he'll offer you for your jewelry. And you'll be, frankly, stunned, astonished, and whatever other adjectives I used a moment ago, by the amount of jewelry he has in his cases and how good it looks. It's really, really fantastic stuff. Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, emeralds, tennis bracelets. Those beautiful cameos. I mean, those are making a huge comeback. Beautiful, gorgeous cameos. He's probably got 6 or 8 of them in there. Different styles, different sizes. Get by there when you get a chance, though. His opal, he's an opal ring. Makes me drool when I walk in and look at it. It's massive, absolutely massive. He's just got great stuff. He's got great stuff. He knows quality. He sees it, and he dreams. He can dream and see when you walk in with jewelry to sell him or trade in on some jewelry of your own exactly what he's going to do with it. Get by there when you get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers, my man Troop. You're dealing directly with Troop. You're not dealing with sales managers and salesmen and all that, so you don't have to pay up all that markup that all those other places are paying. He'll give you top dollar for your stuff and sell you his stuff at bottom dollar. It's great. It's like selling it retail and buying it wholesale. It's a fantastic deal. Fantastic deal. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Story had more pizzazz earlier. I should have stuck with it earlier.
Which one's that?
Brunei defends death by stoning for gay sex. I should have done that when we did Uganda.
Just lump them all in together.
I had like five sex stories this morning. I should have kept them in there. This is a cool story I don't have time to get into today because we only got 4 minutes left. Headline, how the CIA and allies helped jihadists in Syria. A French covert operations expert exposes new details. I did read this. It's 15 pages long. I'm not going to read the entire thing on air. It's 15 pages long. Not going to read the whole thing on air. It's globalgeonews.com. Really, really good stuff. Maxime Chai. Am I pronouncing that correctly? C-H-A-I-X. We have a French expert in the studio.
I mean, I would say Chai.
Yeah. You speak German. It's close to French. I thought it was...
I speak a lot more French than any German.
Okay, well, whatever Maxime's last name is, he's an expert on clandestine operations, intelligence, and U.S. foreign policy. He's a journalist and regular contributor to GlobalGeoNews.com. He's written a book called La Guerre de l'Ombre en Syrie. Yeah. The Shadow War in Syria, published in French... And it's truly shocking and amazing book about how the CIA has been operating in Syria for years, preparing the way for the destruction of Bashar al-Assad's government and paving the way for a radical jihadist, either ISIS or al-Qaeda-based government in Syria. It's really, really fascinating stuff. Listeners of this program will absolutely know everything he's talking about because this is what I've been telling you for years since I've been on the program. What's going on in Syria is a travesty. But he's got people willing to talk on the record saying this goes all the way back to February 2011 to try to destabilize Libya and Syria and totally change the nature of the Middle East and North Africa over there. It's really, really fascinating stuff. I encourage you to try to find this story. I might put it on Facebook, but I don't want to get killed. That kind of stuff I don't want to put on Facebook.
Yeah.
You go look at it. They'll see you're looking at it. They'll see you looking at it. Mystery donor worth over $200 million wants to see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez defeated in the next election.
How do they know he's worth over $200 million if he's a mystery donor?
This, according to the New York Post, citing Bronx Republican Chairman Mike Rendino. Doesn't that sound like a guy from the box?
Oh, Mike Rendino over here.
Hey, Mike Rendino said that there's a guy worth $200 million he's going to take out AOC.
Yeah. You might know him as Mikey DeScorio.
Yeah, he lives up on 33rd Street. He sells turlets.
Yeah, I mean, you know that's... Yeah, we got all the money we need. We got this guy worth over $200 million ready to put it in, like...
Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Oh, my name's not Mike Rendino.
You know what? I have this...
Benson Hurst.
I've got this strange idea. I'm probably wrong. I think Donald Trump funded occasional Ocasio-Cortez.
Occasional.
He might have.
I think he was behind getting her elected.
And the Muslims?
And letting her do her thing.
You remember the day she came out, and we were on the air. She was doing her press conference for the Green New Deal, and she had on a green jacket and glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said I'd never seen her in glasses? I bet you never will again. I'll go dig up that tape. You know what I've not seen her in since that day?
Glasses.
She had never worn glasses before. They didn't appear to be corrective lenses. And... I mean, because you know how your face is distorted behind the lenses?
You can tell if they're prop glasses.
Right. They look like prop glasses. Her hair was pulled up. She was wearing a green suit coat, and she was wearing glasses. And I commented on the time on the air. I said, she's never worn glasses before.
I think she's a plant by Trump.
She's never worn glasses since. All you optically challenged people should be offended. I myself have perfect 20/20 vision.